morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
When Aaron came up with this idea of having a service of completely folk music, I thought it was a great idea. And now I'm not so sure. my suspicion is this will be a combination of music and chaos, which is a pretty good thing. So let me tell you how it's going to work because I've got musicians on how it's going to work. A group or an individual will play a song or two, and then there'll be a period of transition while the next group gets in place. So I thought that would be a great time for you to greet your neighbors. So in between each song, if what you could do is turn to someone you don't know or don't know well, make sure you know each other's names, and then you can ask them a question like, how was your summer, or what would you rather be doing than being at this at any rate, and each time you hear the ring gong, that means the band's ready to go, and you should please get back into your listening. So in the order of service that doesn't exist, but in the on the website, some of you may have read that it said the topic of today's sermon is folk music is a spiritual practice. So the question we're asking is, can folk music be a spiritual thing? Obviously, I think so, or I would pose the question. But it strikes me that music can be spiritual in two ways. One is when music comes out of you, it could be a joyful way or an effervescent way, or it could also be in an angry way, like in a protest song. And I think that's a kind of spiritual living. But I also think when I was a boy and I first fell in love with guitar music, it was a summer camp where people were playing introspective, deep, singer-songwriter kind of stuff, and that's the other kind of spiritual, when you go inside and you find the deep down of your soul, or your deeper place in your spiritual place. My fantasy was that this would be some combination of that, but we'll see what actually happens. And because a lot of people didn't step up until very recently, I prepared way more music than I planned to do, just in case they wanted dead air for now. So we'll see how long it'll take. And then we have the, after I'm going to open with one upbeat sing-along, by the way, where's the, pass the handouts. We're going to pass out, for the sing-alongs that I'm doing, and I probably won't do all the ones that are on there, we'll see how time works. But for the sing-alongs I'm doing, the words are written on the white pieces of paper. And I'll do one upbeat sing-along, and then I'll probably try to do one more of a serious song. And then we have the debut of the UU Nukes, who I prefer to call the Nukers. There will be a name that's band competition going on. So I hope you have a delightful time. If you enjoy the music, great. If you find it painful, just stare at the chalice and enjoy it.
See what happens.
So the first one, if you can find the sing-along in the courses, is I hope you all know it. So I keep on sunshine. There's a dark and a troubled light. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Oh, you meet with darkness and strife. The sunny side you also make you. You keep on the sunny side.
Always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side.
Now, about 140 blocks to the east of us, there are some good African American Baptists singing real loud this morning. They call our church the Church of the
East.
Same different version. They give you a chance to prove them wrong today. Oh, the storm and its furies rage today. Crushing hope that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side,
always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of love. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of love.
Let us trust in the spirit of life and
center each cold with care.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
So I'm Norwegian, which makes a kind of oxymoron of a Norwegian performer. So I understand the pain. You know the difference between Norwegian introverts and extroverts? But a Norwegian introvert talks to you about his issues. A Norwegian extrovert talks to you about his issues. All right, here's the other side of use some mercy now.
use a little mercy now. No, we don't deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance, dangle between hell and hallowed ground.
I want to introduce our teacher. This is Tom Zeeble, and he's been teaching us for a month. So, so it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do. But I want to say that the band is open to more people, so if you feel like having some fun, join us.
Of all ages.
Oh, of course. Of course. Intergenerational ukulele band.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this song is it's an old Joe Hill song. It's about as old as his banjo, actually. It's called High in the Sky, and you have a part in it. And we'll do the chorus as kind of a call and response to the first part. So I'll play through it once and sing it, and then you can try it. And because it's a call and response, I can hear how loud you sing it.
Excuse me.
The chorus goes like this. You will eat my mouth in that glorious land of the sky. Work and pray and live on hay. You'll get by in the sky. So the part goes like, you will eat, and then you sing, I'll sing, you will eat, and then you sing, you will eat, and by, and by, and then we do together, in the glorious land of the sky, and then work and pray, live on hand, we get time to spend time together. The only problem is the last chorus is different, so you have to drop off that, because I can't teach that to you. So we'll try one time together. You release,
you release,
vine vine,
vine vine,
in that glorious, yes, in that glorious land of the sky. Work and pray,
work and pray,
live on day,
live on day,
you live by in the sky, and you die. That was pretty good.
It's going to get better as you go along.
All right, so I had to think of songs that had something to do with religion, so the first verse is a little bit.
By and by,
in that glorious land of the sky.
Folk music takes a,
one, two.
A lot of different forms. Just like folk music lyrics take a lot of different forms at times as they change over the years. But this is a song by Joni Mitchell. And it has that social consciousness of her folk music, but you listen to it and it's also environmental. And then there's a mysterious last verse that gives it the title Big Yellow Taxi that I just can't explain it all. So, anyway, this is Julie Thompson. Julie's going to sing this one.
Testing, check one, two.
This one?
But
yeah.
Okay, just a little teeny bit more on this one.
Adjust as we go along. Folk song is If I Had a Hammer, which everybody should know. Looking it up, I realized that Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes wrote this like in 1949, which to me strikes me as being before folk music, but of course that's not possible either. Folk music goes back a long way, either songs people are singing while traveling down the road or going town to town or during the dawn of social consciousness. So this would be a good one to sing along because, again, as I said, everybody knows this song. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land, if I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning.
Sisters all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger.
Sort of the main thing to think about was the 60s and the 50s and that sort of thing. I'm a little young for that era. listening to the folk rock in the 70s was kind of where I kind of came from. So this song, I don't think I heard as long as in college though, and fit in with that whole depressing era. But it also, the narrator of the song is singing from beyond. So it's kind of come up a little bit this morning as well. So. Too many.
Oh, my horses, they were fat. I saw a lot of rigs.
Principle or intended to profess to follow. And I thought that one kind of, you know, speaks about, you know, the fact that at least fighting for justice in the world, even if what you're doing is not popular, that sort of thing. So, this next one, I think I've sung back in the social hall once before, during a little podcast or something like that, but it's a song by Aristonet called Let the Mystery Be. Everybody's a wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody's a worried about everyone knowing what they've done. No one knows for certain it's all it's all they do. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say one's gone, gone forever. Some say they'll come back. Say you're resting in the arms of the Savior, takes it away to that. So say that they're coming back in the garden, but the character will be peace. The God is the mystery name. Everybody is a wondering and wondering where they all came from. Everybody is a wondering about where they're going for the whole thing from. No one knows. Certain it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Don't say it at all if you're a big tall car again. I hate to say it in the past. And I've heard I'm on the road for the story and I don't have to sound to that. I believe in love and it is my life before we leave.
Talk about yourselves. Time for two more. So I decided to sing the most pathetic song I've ever written. It comes from one of those dark nights of the soul that I warned you about. It's really embarrassing, so if you will sing the chorus on this with me and start off the verses thinking down here, the chorus is going to just back up. That would be really nice. And we'll do that, and then I will invite everybody who knows how to play in the key of F or is willing to pick it to come up front, and we will end this. The service singing this little line, and the verses are also
here's the fire and faith when you're
fold your busted arm.
Thank you. Thank you.